Good morning. It is 10:04 a.m. We are here today, February 27, 2024, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 21-010, John Doe International Inc., DBA JMI Edison versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Begana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Hernandez, this is Joshua Walsh from Rosanna Walsh Torres for the appellant JMI Edison.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Anita Ariola for the Guam International Airport Authority. No representatives here with me.
Thank you. Will interested party Aircraft Services International Inc., DBA Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
I'm Marcel Johnson on behalf of Menzies Aviation. I do not have any institutional representatives with me.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I believe the hearing documents and briefs are due Friday. Is that correct?
The witnesses and the exhibit lists were filed on Friday, and the hearing briefs are expected this Friday.
This Friday, okay. For this status hearing, I would just like to tee up a date for conducting these hearings. And the date I'm proposing is the 19th of March, Tuesday. And I guess before I ask whether that works out, I would like to start out with the appellant. How long do you think the hearing on the merits will go?
Actually, Mr. Hearing Officer, if I may be heard briefly on a suggestion before that, if I may. We have a letter responding to a overture from the airport that's just about finished. It's proposing a resolution of this matter, as well as the contemporaneous matter that is on appeal at the Superior Court of Guam related to the emergency procurement issue. I do understand the OPA wants to move through these things expeditiously, but I was going to ask that if we could take a pause for two more weeks so that I could get my client over to the airport, see where things lie after that period of time before we set hearing dates for the hearing date on the merits. That being said, I think we've worked before your office, and I think counsel were pretty diligent. I think we could probably streamline the case and get it done in 2 or 3 days. Just putting on similar groups of folks that we put on previously in the related matter. So if the question is how many days, I think we need maybe a day, day and a half for our case in chief. We might be able to streamline that together if we are doubling up on witnesses to get the whole thing done in 2 or 3 days. But before we start setting dates, I'm asking if there's any agreement at all to perhaps take a pause for 2 weeks here before setting those dates to see if we can get a resolution.
Let me hear from the agency and also from interested party, Ms. Ariel.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yes, there is a global settlement offer that has been, I think, is being circulated among counsel. And I agree that if all the parties can agree on a settlement of all of the different matters, that would probably render moot any hearing in this matter. So I would concur with Mr. Walsh's request for a two-week pause until we can see whether or not where we are on settlement and then come back and determine maybe a date for hearing if that's actually going to occur.
Very good. Mr. Johnson.
I don't know what they're talking about. I haven't seen a global settlement offer circulated between councils. So if there is one being circulated, I'd like to see a copy of it.
Any
apologies, Mars. Apologies, Mars. I was, if you don't mind, Mr. Hearing Officer, apologies, Mars. I was under the impression that people were aware that there was at least some discussions regarding a global settlement. If Mr. Johnson hasn't received it, we will certainly loop him in on this. Obviously, if everyone can settle this matter without a hearing, it seems to make the most sense.
Well, that is very encouraging.
That seems reasonable.
Mr. Johnson.
Sorry, Mr. Johnson. I thought it was on an email involving us, and I may have overseen that you were not on that, but I'll talk to Mr. Brennan. There was nothing intentional there, Mark. Okay. We wanted to talk.
Sure.
I thought we were having, anyways, you get what we're saying. But that's my request, Mr. Hearing Officer. 2 weeks. Part of that request would be perhaps if we could, just to save the judicial, the client resources, not get those briefs done on Friday either. Maybe delay that for the 2 weeks to see where we are. But
let me just get Mr. Johnson's position on the record before we flesh this out some more.
I agree with Mr. Walsh and Ms. Areola, especially with regards to the deadlines on Friday. If we can try to work something out and try to come back maybe in a week or two to discuss sort of what we've managed to iron out, then I think that probably seems reasonable.
Okay, why don't we then, I believe that we're not able to meet until at least the 11th or 12th. Jarek?
Yeah, that's correct.
So why don't we come back then? Is that enough time for you folks, or do you want a little more time?
I was going to propose if we just make the 19th the status hearing.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do the 19th. That's more than a couple of weeks. And I guess we're very encouraged that the parties have decided to that it was better to resolve this issue than to have it out there. At least take steps to do so. Okay, so we'll come back on the 19th at 9 a.m. And I would ask this of the parties, if there is an impasse at the earliest moment that there is an impasse, please inform us. Go ahead and send an email to Jarek and let him know that the impasse and that the parties do not believe that settlement will be achieved.
All right. So just to make clear, the continued status hearing is 9 a.m. March 19th, and also there will be an extension of time on the filing of the briefs, which are due this Friday.
Yeah, we'll put that in the order, Jarek, that we'll strike the brief dates.
Yeah, I'll vacate the filing date for this Friday. And then for the 19th, we'll just do it at 10 a.m. same time.
Thank you. Okay.
10 a.m. works for the parties?
That I believe is the annual meeting for the association. Is that right?
I'm sorry, the annual meeting, Ms. Areola, for?
I thought that was the annual meeting for the Guam Bar Association. I may be wrong on that.
No, I think we just bad and didn't calendar it. I'm not sorry. Don't tell our Madam President.
Yeah. Not that important to you, huh?
It's my fault.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all going to be admitted members as well.
If we can keep it at 9, that might be good.
How are we looking at possible? How are we looking at 9 o'clock, Jer?
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
9 a.m., March 19th. Now I forget, is that the Ides of March or is that the 14th?
No, the 15th is the Ides of March.
Okay.
And I only mentioned the annual meeting because, you know, I do need those credits.
Yeah, I see the ceiling.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming to today's hearing. We'll see you March 19th. If there is an impasse that's not resolvable, please inform the public auditor's office as soon as that's known.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We're off the record. We're off the record at 10:14 a.m. Thank you, everyone.